Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is the first one, which is the our flagship, almost 10 years old. And that's the website where you can find the show. Lots of different ways, lots of archives of past shows we've done all the way back to 99. We've been archiving since then, thousands and thousands of archives of past shows, including the ones we do today, including the ones we did yesterday, and all the way, including some we did in 99, all the way back. And don't forget, you can subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, you can check out our blog, which is a multimedia blog, not unlike, similar to, but not quite like our guest Gary Vaynerchuk, who I'm going to tell you about in a second. And also, don't forget to check out our blog and the articles, I should say, the thousands of articles that are written by me and my Brain Trust members. And of course, we have AskJim.biz, which is our knowledge base, the world's only knowledge base for small business. Ask a question, get an answer. Gary Vaynerchuk is with us, ladies and gentlemen. As I promised you, he and his father run a business called Wine Library. So it's a wine shop, a huge wine shop in Springfield, New Jersey. And this guy has done a couple of things that are pretty cutting edge. Number one, he's found ways to market wines across the country in ways that maybe other people haven't done. And he's come up with the way to use technology to its maximum to be able to get people interested in not only his product, but in his company. And he's gotten some national attention, including our show. And we're glad to have him here. Gary Vaynerchuk, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on what you have accomplished. I told the audience that I'm very much interested in what you're doing because I happen to like wine, and I like learning about wines. But even if you're not interested in wines, you have a message that really fits any small business owner, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, at the end of the day, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, at 6 years old, I had a lemonade stand, you know, franchise, 4 lemonade stands, not just one. I did the whole baseball card thing. I think, you know, I'm very much have that spirit, and going into my dad's wine shop, you know, liquor store early on, I brought a lot of new thoughts and really changed our business. And then in early 2006, I got to the place where, you know, I raised our shop from 8 employees to 100 employees, and from 4,000 square feet to 40,000 square feet, and our business, you know, multiplied to almost 20 times, and things were great, but I was a little bit miserable because I felt like, you know, it was time to innovate. I felt like things were changing a little bit, and plus I felt like I had a pretty powerful message. So I started WineLibraryTV.com, which has become a big deal.
Right. Well, and I want to talk about it in a second, but also I want to talk about how you guys market your products, market your wine across the country. They're, you know, a few years ago, you probably couldn't ship any wines across state lines.
Yeah,
and then a number of states opened up, and now quite a few are opened up. There still are some states where you can't transport wines across from one state into that state. But to tell us about the evolution of that.
Yeah, obviously, you know, that's a continuously ongoing evolution. You know, there was a Supreme Court ruling that really opened it up. And obviously, you know, in comparison to most of the people listening to your show, we have a product that has limited, you know, opportunity on the Internet. But obviously, 99% of the things, heck, you can ship grenades easier than you can ship wine in this country. But obviously, there's so many opportunities with the Internet. It's changed the distribution channels and the opportunities to be big in different markets. I mean, the days of having to open a location in every market are dwindling. I mean, even food is now readily being shipped. I mean, I live in Manhattan and Fresh Direct, for example. does an enormous amount of business online. You know, having the ability to ship wines to different markets has completely revolutionized our business, and I think for most people it's completely revolutionized their businesses.
Well, and don't you think that the key is not so much the wine as it is the way we can find wines and have it delivered to us? Isn't it more about the convenience and the options than it is just the wine?
I think no question. I think everybody realizes, I've realized from a very young age, that's why I had four lemonade stands, not just one. Convenience is king. I mean, price is extremely important, and that's something we're very good at, and that's why WineLibrary.com does well, because of our pricing. But convenience is the champion of the world, and as the generations continue to kind of process, you know, the kids that are 20, you know, that were 15, 10 years ago, 25 now, very much into wine, they don't know any different. They shop online. They bought their music online. They bought their books online. And, you know, I think this is a very simple message that I sent to all the people in Napa Valley when I was the keynote speaker last month at a business event, and I said, listen, if you're not going to embrace technology, you're going to be put out of business. You know, the world is changing, and if you're stubborn and you're putting a line in the sand and not changing with it, it's going to pass you by. And so the way the information is being done today, you know, you look at the new iPhone, how many people, it's just amazing what people have at their fingertips. It's only going to get worse or better depending on how you want to look at it.
Depending on whether you're taking advantage of it or being run over by it.
Sure, exactly. I think that the opportunities are endless. And I think what's scary, by exciting, is that you can revolutionize your business very quickly and a lot less expensive than people think.
Well, there's no question about it. And you know, somebody might be saying, well, I don't know where to start. How do I start? How do I know? You know, Gary's a young guy. He's pretty tech savvy. So apparently he was born with this knowledge. How do I know? How would some person who's in their 40s or 50s or 60s even, who has a small business, you know, what would we say to them? When they ask, how do I know where to start? Well, I tell them, ask your customers what they want.
No question about it. I mean, you know, I'll be honest with you. I'm 31 years old, so I am in a age group that some people may think is very tech savvy, but I'm not. I'm not.
By some standards, you're an old guy, aren't you?
No question about it, because my high school years were not, you know, internet driven. I couldn't even imagine how much wine knowledge, because I was really gathering wine knowledge at a very extremely young age. I couldn't imagine how that in the New York Jets. I couldn't imagine my football and wine knowledge if I had the net when I had unlimited time. I think it's a level of understanding.
Hold on to that thought.
Yep.
Gary Vaynerchuk, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I want to give you his website. It's winelibrarytv.com. I'm sorry, winelibrary.com, I think is the title. Anyway, go there, check it out. It's a video blog, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back after these messages. Gary Vaynerchuk, stay with us. Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen, also known as Little Richard. That's from the Wayback Machine. Still rocking, though, after all these years. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling with our new friend, Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary is the Director of Operations at Wine Library. He is the Chief Cook and Bottle Washer and the on-air talent at Wine Library TV.com, which is a video blog, which I encourage you to check out. And you were just, Gary, you were just on Conan O'Brien's show, weren't you?
I sure was.
How was that?
Obviously, he's an extremely bright guy, Harvard grad, real smart guy, and it was really witty, and it was a lot of fun. And obviously, it was tremendous exposure for wine in general. And at the end of the day, you know, from a business standpoint, it just shows you. I mean, you know, I'm a guy who sat in front of his table in his office with four bottles of wine, started yapping from the hip, and you know, in less than a year and a half, you know, I could be on the Conan O'Brien show. It just shows how quickly things can happen when you innovate, when you change the game. And most importantly, for anybody listening, if you want to do video blogging or podcasting, I highly recommend doing it on something you know, even if it's, even if, and this may sound completely outside the box, but even if it doesn't have exactly to do with what your business is, maybe you know about something even more than your day-to-day business.
Mm-hmm.
When you can shoot from the hip like I do every episode and you don't have to edit and it's real, it just brings an enormous amount of credibility.
I want to talk about that shoot from the hip thing in a minute, yeah. But before we do that, let's talk about some of the, how easy it is to do what you do in terms of technology.
How so? I'm sorry.
Well, in terms of the technology, what it takes for you to be
got
able
it.
To do this. I mean, this, a lot of people might think they, you know, I got to have $1 million to do this, but it doesn't cost that much, does it?
Well, the first run of Wine Library TV, we did upgrade our camera a little bit because we do want to make the show available in HD because people have been asking. But the first run of it was a $600 camera that I sent one of my stock boys to go and pick up a camera at Best Buy, sat in front of my table and taped it, put it through Apple's free software iMovie, went to vidler.com, VIDDLER.com, which is a great video site, just uploaded it there, so they took all the hosting fees and slapped the code that they generate when you upload a video right onto my blog, and bam, the show was live, and the costs were not that expensive.
Right. And the new camera you got, how much did that cost you?
That's a couple of $1,000s, but that's strictly because so many people...
But only because you've turned pro now.
Yeah, only, and not even because, and really, you know what's funny? Not even because we think it's much better quality or anything like that, just because so many people want to get DVDs of Wine Library TV, and we're going to have to offer that. And
right.
This camera allows HD and higher quality for television, and so that's why we're doing
right,
it.
Right, right. Now, I want to come back to this shoot from the hip thing,
yes.
Because I want you to talk about that for a minute, because, you know, when you say shoot from the hip, that really frightens a lot of people, because a lot of people can't shoot from the hip, and you know that. You've got a talent that everybody doesn't have, and so some people, you know, they get that deer in the headlights look when the cameras are turned on and when the microphone's turned on, and it helps them to have a script. There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I do push for shooting from the hip because I do believe it brings a more natural, opportunity. Even if you do a podcast, I mean, you know, we're talking about video, but we were talking about podcasting before. I still believe podcasting is a huge opportunity. So many people walking around with iPods want to download stuff. I think what it gets down to is it's very simple. From a business standpoint, it's extremely simple. Content is king. But the queen is being in the trenches. If you're going to put out a product, whatever it is on your business, which I highly recommend everybody does, because basically it's free advertising. I mean, I was the king of advertising, spending, even a couple years ago, a couple of $1 million a year in the Wine Spectator, New York Times, Wall Street Journal. And the comparison of the impact of going viral or putting out good content and having the world distribute your stuff for free, there's really no comparison.
Mm-hmm.
But what you have to do is get in the trenches, make friends with bloggers that are part of the same subject matter as you are,
mm-hmm.
get involved in forums, add good content, and don't spam people. Don't go run around the internet saying, go here,
yep.
go here, go here.
Yep.
Become part of the community. Embrace the community that will likely watch your product. And I just am very excited about it. I can see, you know, pet shop people doing this. I can see
right.
gardeners.
Folks, go to winelibrarytv.com, and you'll see how he does it. And everything that he's doing, you can do with a budget under $1,000.
No question about it.
And folks, check it out. Okay, Gary, we got about a minute left. What's your best wine suggestion for today?
My best wine suggestion is very simple. Please stop drinking the same thing. If I can do anything with my show, I want people to stop drinking Yellowtail or Kendall Jackson or Santa Margarita with every meal. If they just try different things, everything will change. That is the key. And trust.
How do you know? How do you know which wine to pick out? Is a $14 wine always better than a $9 wine?
No way. As a matter of fact,
how do I know which one to pick? How do I get the best value?
Two ways. Relationship with your local store. Find somebody who kind of knows you and work that. You've got to build that relationship. And obviously, watch winelibrarytv.com, and I'll help you.
Yeah, there you go. And, Gary, thank you for being here. Will you come back another day?
I would love that. I really appreciate doing great stuff. I really do. You're a pioneer in what I'm doing.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's good to have you on the show. We'll get you back again another day.
That'd be wonderful. Have a great
Gary Vaynerchuk, ladies and gentlemen. That's V-A-Y-N-E-R-C-H-U-K. Gary Vaynerchuk. The website is winelibrarytv.com. Check it out. It's not your grandfather's video blog, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with John Berlau right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.